Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Why do you cry?
as we give God praise, amen.
Amen.
I'm just so grateful to be here just one more time, amen. God has been so good unto us, amen. And if there's anybody here that know about the goodness of the Lord, somebody ought to give him a hand clap of praise, a shout, a hallelujah, whatever you got to do. If you got to stomp your feet, if you got to wave your hands, whatever it is that you do in your praise, amen, you do that because God has been good to us. He has allowed us to see another day, another Sunday, another Mother's Day, amen. So because of that, just because
glory,
of
hallelujah.
Just in that alone, we ought to give him the praise. I mean, and give him that undiluted praise. You know, we all going through something. We all got some situations.
Praise
we all got
Lord,
some circumstances. We all got some problems. We all got some issues. But I'm saying to put aside all of that for just a moment and give him that praise, amen, because when you give him that praise in the midst of a storm, you will find that you will come out not wet, amen. I'm saying that's some supernatural stuff that's going on. So if you know that you know that you serve a God that will do just that.
Yes.
Then we ought to be giving him the praise. Amen.
I'm grateful.
Amen. I am grateful, amen. I'm grateful for the ups. I'm grateful for the downs. I'm grateful for the ins. I'm grateful for the outs. I'm grateful for the days I don't understand, and I'm grateful for the days that he gives me divine wisdom. I am just grateful.
Thank you.
Because he didn't have to do it.
No,
he didn't have to do it.
Thank you.
But thank the Lord that he chose to give it to me anyhow. And if you know what I'm talking about, if you done been through it, if you have experienced it, if you have that knowledge and that understanding and that wisdom to know what I'm talking about. This is why I say we ought to give him the praise.
Hallelujah.
Just today as I was on my secular job, yes, the pastor works a full-time job, amen, on my secular job, and as I was coming back off of my lunch break, I uttered the words, Lord, do not forget your servant. Do not forget me, Father God, because I know who I serve.
Yes.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been to that mountaintop, and I've also been down in that valley.
Thank you.
If you know what I'm talking about, then give God the praise.
Yes.
And don't.
Yes, Lord. Lord.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Oh, he has done. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for this race we have run. For he's already done what he said he will do. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I don't know about y'all, but it's just something that God has just put on my spirit, amen. And I'm letting it be known that you know, it's time. It's time for the true worshipers to do what you do best, and that's to worship and praise God like you've never did it before.
Yes.
You know, in the Bible, amen, when Israel went out into battle, I've said this before, and I taught it in my master's class, that when Israel went out before in a battle, amen, they sent the praising and worshipers out first, amen, so that they could usher in the Spirit of the Lord, because they knew that if the Spirit of the Lord was with them, that they could not fail, amen. And I'm here to let somebody know right now, amen, it's time. It's time that the worshipers, the true worshipers, worship the Lord. Give him that praise.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Man. Man.
Minister Lisa, I don't want to take up all the time, amen. Would you please bless us, amen, with the affirmation of faith?
Now let us affirm our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead, he ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. We shall now have our invocation by Minister Kyle Garrett, followed by a scripture by Reverend Patricia Johnson.
Let us pray. Dear Holy, Matchless, Eternal God, we want to just pause this moment and say thank you for this day. We want to thank you especially that you being here, and we made it to another year into another Mother's Day, a day where we honor the women who may necessarily not have given birth, those who stepped in and were there to nurture, to care, and to give to those who were motherless. And for those women, Lord, we thank you. We also thank you, in spite of this year that we've struggled through. Some women who were mothers, they may have lost their children. But Lord God, you see all. You know all. And for that, Lord, we thank you as well. We ask during this service that some word that may be spoken, that may be sung, that may be prayed or preached, that when it hits the ears of the listeners, that they would find solace, that they would find peace, and that they would find, most importantly, hope for a better tomorrow, to strengthen and to allow us to continue on this road we call life. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done. We thank you. We honor you, praise you, and love you. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Scripture. I am reading Luke chapter 1. Verses 46 to 55 from the King James Version. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, for herefore all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has shewed strength with his arm. He has scattered the promise in the magnetism of their heart. He has put down the mighty from their seat and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hunger with good things, and the rich he has set empty away. He has upheld his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. And he said to our father, to Abraham, and to his seed forever, the words of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Lisa, Minister Kyle, and Reverend Patricia. Thank you. Amen. I just want to say, you know what? This week, we're not going to talk about no pandemic. We're not going to talk about no COVID. We're not going to talk about sanitizing, none of that. I just want to say I love you. I thank God for each and every one of you. I love you. You all are my family and my friends. Thank you for loving on me, for loving on my family. And I just, again, when I think about this day and I think about it being Mother's Day, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody. Whether you are a mother, parental figure in your life, happy Mother's Day. Mothers are a gift, a blessing. Being a mother is a gift and a blessing. If you have an opportunity to love on a child, as Minister Kyle said, that's not biologically, that is a blessing. So again, happy Mother's Day to you all. And to the members of Fuse, we're still in a love affair. I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Amen. 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 We should not have our altar call. A minister, Rosalind Thomas, and a song, Miss Spencer.
Morning, saints. As you come to the throne of grace and mercy this morning, we humbly bow down at the altar. Heavenly Father, we come this morning with a grateful heart, and our minds stayed on you, Father God. We don't come this morning bragging, and we don't come complaining. We just come to tell you how grateful and thankful we are, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for another chance to show our love for you and to serve your people. Thank you for being able to worship you one more time. Thank you for bringing us through these trying times and to be able to wake up and give you all the honor and all the glory. Thank you, God, for loving us and making a way out of no way. Thank you for bringing us through these trying times when all hope looked like it was gone. But we kept our eyes on the prize. We kept our mind stayed on you, Lord. For if it had not been for you, Lord, we could have been dead, buried in our graves. Father God, search our minds, search our souls, the very depths of our hearts. And if you find anything wrong, take it out and straighten us up, Lord. God, touch us from the crown of our head to the top of our feet. Restore order in us, Lord. Order our feet. Lead and guide us every day. For if you lead us, we cannot stray, Lord. As we submit ourselves to you, Lord, Let your Holy Spirit shower down on us this morning. Sanctified and glorified our spirits, dear Lord. Heart to heart, Lord, we ask for special prayer for our sick and shut in, our bereaved, Lord. Bless and keep everyone in this service today. Bless this nation and the leaders. Bless the homeless and the mentally ill. And bless those, Father, that don't know you. But you said in your word, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord. Bless our pastor this morning, Lord, as his words goes forth. Use him, Lord, in a mighty way. Let that Holy Spirit have his way with him, that some souls be saved today. And as I end, dear Lord, I have a special prayer for the mothers today, to the moms who are struggling, to those filled with innocent joy, to the moms who are remembering children who have died in pregnancies that miscarried, to the moms who decided other parents were the best choice for their baby, to the moms who adopted those kids and loved them fiercely, to those experiencing frustration or desperation in fertility, to those who knew they never wanted kids and the ways they have contributed to our shared world, to those who mothered colleagues, mentees, neighborhood kids, and anyone who needed it, to those remembering moms no longer with us, to those moving forward from moms who did not show love or hope or hurt those they should have cared for. Today is a day to honor the unyielding love and care for others we call motherhood. Whenever we have found it, and in whatever ways we have found to cultivate it within ourselves, may God grant surely goodness, mercy, and favor to mothers everywhere, and thank God for mothers. This is our prayer, dear God. May your love, grace, and mercy keep us each and every day. To God be the glory for all he has done and about to do. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord. Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Yes.
And
yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Bless your name, Lord.
Word
bless your name.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
So work.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You,
we praise your name, Lord. Yes, we praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah to your name.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
And Brother Tony, will you bless us with a song, sir?
God bless each and every mother on this great Sunday morning for Mother's Day. God bless you all. Somebody pray for me. Hand me on their mind. Took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm so glad they prayed for
yes.
me.
Oh, yes. I know.
My mother. For me,
thank you, Jesus.
she had her mind.
Oh, yes.
Took the time and pray for me. She may have prayed from heaven.
Yes, she did.
May have prayed on this earth. Oh, Lord. Thank the Lord she prayed for me. I'm going to say that one more time. My mother prayed.
Oh, yes, she did.
For me.
Thank you.
Samuel, her mind.
Yes.
Thank
Take
you.
Time and pray for me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I'm so glad she prayed. Aren't you glad she prayed? I'm so glad she prayed for me.
Yes.
Pastor, I thank the Lord you prayed.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Have me on your mind. Just a time and pray for me.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Feel so good. Ain't you glad your pastor can pray?
Yes, yes.
Ain't you glad your pastor can pray? Ain't you glad your pastor can pray for me?
Yes.
Somebody pray for me. Have me on his mind.
Yes.
Took the time and pray for me.
Oh, yes.
I'm so glad they pray. I'm so glad they pray. I'm so glad they pray for me. Oh, my mother prayed for me. Had me on her mind. Took the time and prayed for me. Oh, I'm so glad she prayed. So glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for me. My preacher prayed for me. Had me on his mind. Took the time and prayed for me. Oh, I'm so glad he prayed. Ain't you glad? I'm so glad he prayed.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he prayed for me. Praise the Lord. Happy Mother's Day.
Praise
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Let the redeemed of the Lord give him the praise on this Sunday morning.
Hallelujah.
I mean, let's give
Jesus.
Him that praise. Let's
Hallelujah.
Open up that door. Let's praise.
Hallelujah.
Let the dove come out
here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah
Thank
to
you.
Your name.
Thank you. I know,
Yahweh.
I'm going to tell y'all something that I know for sure, that I would not be where I am today if it were not for the prayers of my mother, the prayers of my grandparents, the prayers of my great-grandparents. I can tell you even when my... When the slaves got off the ship, amen, I'm going to tell you a little history about my family, amen. When the slaves got off the ship, amen, and they met their slave master, he told them that they were going to pick cotton, and they refused to pick cotton. He then told them that if they worked if they did the work, that he would pay them the money, amen, to do the work. But when his friends came around, that they needed to act as if they were slaves. I'm here to let you know that my God is real, amen. Now, I'm not saying that my family did not experience the sting of the whip, but what I am saying is that I know that my God will see us through everything,
yes.
And I know still
yes.
to this day that when they prayed for the friends that they saw that were under bondage, amen, that they...
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, it's me. Lord, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture will come out of the gospel according to Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 46. And it reads, "And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed." I just want to stop there. I just need to stop. For my subject, mother, a gift to the world. As we celebrate this Mother's Day, we honor and we celebrate our mothers who have loved us, sacrificed for us, and motivated us to be the best versions of ourselves that we can be. As I think about this season, I am reminded of one who made the ultimate sacrifice before men, the Virgin Mary, Saint Mary, Mary the Modest, or we can even call her Miriam, which is her original Hebrew name. Now, even though we are not Catholic and we follow a traditional Protestant view, and though we know from the scriptures that Mary was just a vessel to be used to give my Jesus life, her life was still quite hard and difficult. And yet we ought to celebrate the fact that though she was just a vessel, it was all about her obedience to the Holy Spirit, amen? Because just because God did, that did not mean that she had to fall in line. But because of her humbleness and because of her obedience, a blessing came to this world. This young girl, let's talk about Mary. She was born in the year 18 B.C., being in St. Anne. It is thought by many theologians that she was given the task of being the mother of Jesus at the mere age of 14. And she died 11 years after the resurrection of Jesus. But getting back to the scripture, y'all forgive me. Sometimes I get a little ahead of myself, amen. Mary, while being betrothed to Joseph, she was placed in the midst of danger due to the fact that a woman who had sexual relations outside of being married should have been stoned and put to death. The greatest of all of this is that she loved the seed that was gifted to her. Gifted, yes. You see, being a mother is a gift. having children, whether they are biologically yours or not, is a gift. And even though she received a gift, she knew that this gift would eventually be a gift to the world. You see, I honor Mary for being the mother that she was supposed to be. When I think about Mary, I am often reminded about my mother and the struggles that she went through through raising children all by herself. Now, please don't get me wrong. I am not comparing Mary's life to my mother's life, nor am I comparing my life to Jesus' life. But I will say that there were some struggles that we had to go through. There were some issues that we had to deal with, and there were times that we did not know where the money was going to come from or if the food was going to be on the table. But what I am saying is I am, at all times of my life, I have seen my mother fall down on her knees and give God the praise for the things that she did not have with her faith, knowing that God would supply those things. And in the midst of that faith, it caused me to have a spring that dwelled inside of me. Every time that I saw my mother drive, she would repeat the 23rd Psalm, and thus I learned that from hearing my mother speak it. I'm here to let you know that, yes, the faith that my mother had is showered down upon me, and just as Jesus, the faith that Mary had, is showered down upon him. But I want to let you know something. Whew. Do you know that it takes strength to raise a child? The struggles, the stern time, the loving times, the times when she didn't know what was going to come next. I watched my mother as my brother got shot in the face. She didn't curse God. She fell on her knees and wept, cried out, and said, "Lord, you can do all things. Spare my child." The love of a mother is the gift to this world. You see, Mary dealt with all of that, not knowing how she would be received by those around her, knowing that she was pregnant and was not wedded to Joseph, or how he would react when hearing about this information. You see, even though the blessing came, as I said, every round goes higher and higher. A new level's a new devil, amen? But Mary knew. She knew that through the scriptures that her son would be mighty, wonderful, powerful, Prince of Peace. When she looked into his eyes, she knew that God's will must be done. She wasn't prepared to see the things that that this blessing would have to endure. Can you imagine seeing your son that God gave you beaten and hurt and ridiculed for nothing? Can you imagine the look in her eyes when she saw the son that she loved mocked and hung from a tree and strung up like a petty criminal? Any mother that sees and knows that her son or her daughter is about to die would give up their own life for the children. I know many theologians, we always say that nobody could have taken the beating. Nobody could have taken the whipping. Nobody could have endured what Christ had to endure. But I'm here to let somebody know today that his mama would have stepped in his place, and she would have took every beating, took every whipping, took every thorn, took every flog, and she would not have uttered a single word, because if she could take it for her son, she would have done so. Whew. She wished that she could have taken the lashes, the beating, so that her son did not have to. But Mary was reminded that these things must happen in order for her son to save those who are lost to sin, to this world. A mother's love, God's love. Because only a mother will love you when you are right and still love you when you are wrong. Mother is the name of God. When a child cannot go to God for himself, you have to know that even though we only see Mary as a vessel, in this story she played the most important part, because she had to have faith. She had to have patience. She had to have love. She had to have more love and more love and more love. She had to have understanding, wisdom, compassion, sympathy, empathy, joy, peace, happiness. All of that to be able to sustain this great gift that God had given her. You see, I thank God for allowing his mother to be the leading light, the guiding light that Jesus needed in order to stay on track. She didn't allow him to sit amongst his friends all day long talking and joking. She made him get up and learn something, learn a trade, so that you would be able to take care of yourself, because one day, my son, I may not be here to cover you, so I need to know that you will be able to be to manage on your own. I know I'm not the only one that has heard that from their mama. Learn something so that you can be an asset to this community. Don't just sit there. I'm going to let you know, I remember when my mama told me, boy, it's time for you to get back into that church. It's time for you to get back in and be a rightful. Take your wife. I'm in that pulpit. I'm going to let you know that she wrote it on the wall, y'all. Yes, the writing was on the wall. And when I got ready to go to work, I seen it in plain, bold letters. You need to be in the church. You do everything else, but go back to where it all started. Go back to the church. I'm going to let somebody know that the mother, your mother's love, is a gift to this world. Can I see the relationship that they had? Even though he was the Messiah in the flesh, even though he turned water into wine, even though he healed the man at the pool of Bethesda, even though he healed the man that they lowered down from the rooftop, even though he fed the 5,000, even though he communicated with God on a daily basis, even though he offered himself up to be a living sacrifice, even though he walked on water and called for Peter to come out on the water with him, he defied all sense of human intellect. Even though when they thought that he was dead and gone, when they thought that they had rid of this earth of my Jesus, they found 3 days later that my Jesus came out that tomb white as snow. Even though he ascended to his Father, throughout all of that, he still bowed his head in humility at the sight of his mama. He knew that mama can still set me straight, and I know just how far to go with her. But blessed is she, for she is the mother of mothers. And through her was my Jesus and was my life, yes, my life established. You see, that if Jesus had not came into this world, I'd know for sure. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about the heathen within Dante. Dante would not be here this day. I mean, to let you know that being a mother is a great gift. God gives you a little bit of pain for a lifetime of joy.
I urge you all that if you have a mother or someone you call your mother, love her to the best of your ability. If your mother is going and resting in the bosom of the Lord, love the time. Cherish the memories. Remember the laughter. Like a mother's love, Mary knew through the Holy Spirit that when God gave her this seed, that the people from that moment forth would call her blessed. I call her blessed because of her obedience to the good master. I call her blessed because she did the unthinkable. She raised. Amen. Amen. And amen. Minister Lisa.
Amen. Luke highlights our redeeming God and invites us and calls us and prepares us to meet God. In the invitation, the first invitation, we are called to rest. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. 11:20. When we do not have the peace of God through the grace of Christ, we become like fish out of water. Our second invitation is to discipleship. And Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Mark 1:17. We are saved to serve. We are redeemed to reproduce and to spiritually fish people and others from the miry clay, as we were, so we can become fishers of men. And we are working partners with God in redemption of the world. Our third invitation is to live in the soul realm of God. Abide in me and I in you, for John 15:4. This personal invitation is not a rendezvous with God. It is an actual indwelling with God and is not an avocation, but it is a vocation, and it is lifelong throughout eternity. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It will be our permanent abode and residence, and all our heart craves to be found in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And for you who heard this word, if you are the one who are at odds with your mother, I pray that God will open up a door for you, that you may redeem your relationship with your mother. I'm talking to you. She's waiting to hear from you. Bless your mother, not only this day, but every day. She loves you, and I know you love her. Time. May God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. Brother Tony, will you bless us with the doxology, sir?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him.
Again, I want to give thanks and honor and add blessings on top of blessings to the HubNet Online Network. Amen, Brother Akim. Sister Michelle, you know I love you all. Amen. We are HubNet 24/7. Amen. May God bless you. Good, sir.
Thank you, sir. It's our pleasure.
Again, happy Mother's Day to you all. I pray that there was something that I was saying today that touched you. Amen. And that blessed you. And if you are a mother and you are finding it hard to raise your children, you're finding things difficult and ends meet, I urge you to turn to Jesus. He will see you through. He will bless you. You are a mother. You are close to God. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We're signing off.